It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love but niche.
People love niche, and people love keeping up appearances.
It's fine. Do you know what? You and the fan will miss it when it's gone. I'm telling you.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Exactly.
Right. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. We have our usual squad of four. Hopefully the beginning game isn't as bad as it was last week, according to the panel. But I'm sure Bob will make amends for my mistakes last week. Bob, I think, has got a Leon Osman's House of Games game for us. I believe it's a rich list. I'm sure it'll be great. We then have a topical Maroon 5, as always, for our American / one American listener. I'm sure we'll enjoy that. And then we have our usual keynote appearances at the end. But before we get to all that, I will hand over to Bob for what is always a very fun game. Lots of tactics. Some bit of needle between a few of us. If anyone gets the same answer as Tosh and he decides to moan at us. But yeah, I'll let Bob be the judge of that. Bob, take it away.
Yeah, so we're back in Leon Osman's House of Games with another installment of Rich List. So, slightly topical to start with. There was a banner that got a lot of attention at the Everton game in the Cup over the weekend with the years that Everton have won the FA Cup. So, can you give me a year that Everton have won the FA Cup? There are five options.
There's only five, isn't there? There's four answers.
Mm-hmm. So the options were 1906, which I think was pre-Titanic, 1933, 1966, 1984, and 1995. Tosh went for 1933. Cal and Sean both went for 1995, so no points for Cal or Sean. I went for 1984, so point to Tosh.
Ooh.
Unsurprisingly. So again,
that is a bonus fact that David Sutton's granddad scored in that final.
Okay, that is a bonus point. Or if if we need a tiebreak, Tosh can just have it.
Well, actually, maybe some sort of relative, like great uncle or uncle or something like that.
That does.
Was his name Sutton?
Yeah, it was something like
That was
coming.
As soon as you said it.
I know. His eyes light up.
I was thinking, what does it work? I think it was something like Jimmy Dunn or Jimmy Dean or something like that. But not the James Dean.
I'll be surprised.
That's a better fact, isn't it?
Get him on the pod next. So, next question. Again, quite topical on the FA Cup. In the 21st century, Liverpool have been knocked out of the FA Cup on 8 occasions by teams competing in lower divisions. Can you name me one of them?
Oh, good question.
You say Liverpool?
The Shite, yeah.
I'm going with the only one I can actually remember off the top of my head, the first one that came to my head.
You look like you're conferring there, Sean, it's not allowed.
I'm not sure Hannah knows how well Liverpool got on in the FA Cup.
Just checking.
Oh, I just remember the good one as well. Should have gone that one.
Man, it's a total guess.
I'm sure you could have probably gone yesterday's one and got right.
Yeah, let's change it, actually. I bet you Callum's gone for that.
So the options were Crystal Palace, Burnley, Barnsley, Reading, Oldham, Wolves, and of course Plymouth. So Sean went for Cardiff, which is incorrect. They may have played them in a final in a League Cup, maybe.
Yeah, 2012.
Dog leash on it.
Yeah. Cal went for Plymouth, so going for the recency bias or the lazy answer. Tosh went for Barnsley, so he is correct, but I also went for Barnsley. So
sure he did. Sure he did.
Honestly, he did.
Do you know what? The one I remembered was Burnley's when Traore scores that like goal. Yeah, I remember.
I was torn between going for Burnley because of the Jimmy Traore incident, but...
Yeah, you waited to see what I put and then went with that one.
Yeah, exactly. Just to clarify, I didn't. I just thought Barnes, he was the funniest answer.
Well, no, I remember they did last minute, I think the lack. I can remember the goal. I should have just gone with the one that happened yesterday, like Callum.
Typical Cal, really. So, with the upcoming Merseyside derby, approximately 100% of the red cards given in the Merseyside derbies in the Premier League era have been given to Everton players. Can you name me an Everton player that has been sent off in the Merseyside derby in the Premier League era? And there are plenty of options here.
In the Premier League era?
Premier League era, yeah.
I'd like to guess who you'd go for as well, to be fair, Bob. But
I haven't actually decided yet, so...
I don't think I should be allowed, but I'm submitting my answer.
Yeah. Okay, don't...
Yeah, you need to do it first.
Okay, you definitely shouldn't have admitted that.
Okay, I'll do my... Before you send them in, I'll
I
do
literally
mine.
Was just about to press enter as well, so you got lucky there, Bob. And I won't be pointing from the previous round. Have you picked?
Yeah, I've picked.
Another total guess.
Well, you can remember someone.
You must have thought of someone.
I've remembered a few, but...
So many obvious ones.
I know, but... my head battered here.
Head battered? You should have gone for Franny Jeffers.
I thought that was on you. I was going to guess that was on you were going for, Bob.
No. So the options were David Unsworth, Francis Jeffers, Thomas Gravesen, David Weir, Gary Naismith, Phil Neville, who I think was sent off twice, Mikel Arteta, Andy van der Meijden, Tony Hibbert, Tim Cahill, Stephen Pienaar, Jack Rodwell, never recovered from it, Ramiro Funes-Mori, Richarlison and Ashley Young, the most recent. Sean went for Danny Cadamartri, which was a bit rogue. His his derby moment was scoring, I think.
Yeah.
Or two, yeah, didn't he?
Cal went for David Weir, Tosh for Stephen Pienaar. I went for Ramiro Funes-Mori, so point each to Cal and Tosh, so we're level on points here.
Did you see that David Weir one the other day, Callum? I reckon I seen
yeah,
that
seen it.
For the first
I've
time
seen that, there was actually a TikTok of Merseyside.
So I was thinking, I just think when he said that, I've seen David Weir and Phil Neville's.
Yeah, Phil Neville, stupid swipe. I think they said that was his first.
Ever sent, he played for Man United for years, didn't he? So. Mm.
Yeah, how was fortune changed when he came to Everton? Refs are definitely against you.
Next question. The Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl in 2017. Can you name me any of the top five scorers from the Premier League in the 2016-17 season?
Oh, my God.
Top five?
Top five, yeah.
Jesus.
Straight in. No thinking. No thinking time. It's my rule. It's what made me so successful at this game.
Yep. Sean, Danny Cadamartri is not on the list, just before you say.
I don't think that's right, but...
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, man.
So the options were Harry Kane, Romelu Lukaku, Alexis Sanchez, Sergio Aguero and Diego Costa. I don't ask. Sean went for Mo Salah. I don't think he'd actually signed for Liverpool.
I don't think he had either.
So I went for Romelu Lukaku. So again, a point each for Tosh and Cal. So we're down to the last question.
Is you okay in Cal?
Aguero.
Oh, nice. Costa for me. Costa.
Like it.
Just remember that was the year they won the league, so I thought he must have scored. I didn't know it was too early for Kane, but yeah.
So final question. Hopefully I won't need the... tiebreak, but I've got one just in case because Cal and Tosh are neck and neck. So Sean, you might as well not answer here.
How by me?
No, do answer because one of us might get the same. Probably not, given the previous answers.
I was joking. So again, vaguely linked to Philadelphia Eagles. One of Philadelphia's most famous sons, Sylvester Stallone, visited Goodison Park for the one-all classic against Reading in 2007. Can you give me the name of a player who started for Everton in that game?
What was the year, Bob? Sorry.
2007.
Have you picked yours yet?
Yeah.
I think I've gone route one here because I think I've... No, I'm not the same.
I don't think... I don't think this player played for Everton then, but I might be wrong.
But Danny's had a match again, is it?
You just had enough, Sean.
Yep. In every way.
Callum's desperate to win this one. Look at him.
I've said all five different names here.
That doesn't count, Cal.
Cal's going to go the goalkeeper, I'm sure of it.
I did, but I was not 100% sure on it.
I think I've gone from the score of the game. I think I remember the goal.
So the starting lineup was as follows: Tim Howard, Phil Neville, Joseph Yobo, Julian Lescott, Gary Naismith, Andy van der Meyde, surprisingly, Lee Carsley, Tim Cahill, Leon Osman, James McFadden, and Andy Johnson. So again, Sean is incorrect. So I think Sean's got 0 marks here. Yep. Unlucky Sean. Tosh went for Andy Johnson, who was indeed the goal scorer. Cal went for Tim Cahill. I went for Leon Osman, so we do have a tie break, unfortunately.
Ooh.
So the tie break question is going back a couple of questions. I may have been incorrect with the percentage of red cards that were given to Everton players in the Premier League era in Merseyside derbies. Can you name a rare Liverpool sending off?
Oh, have you picked yours, Bob?
Yeah,
I'm answering just to say.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sean, if you get it right, you win the whole thing.
His answer doesn't count, but the uniqueness,
the spell of matter.
Oh well, it depends if I can understand what you're trying to say.
I've just changed mine. Yeah, just...
Gerard's 2 hours in the middle.
I'd have taken your answer as Paul Gerrard, so you've been wrong.
Or Anthony Gerrard played for us as well, didn't he?
And he missed a penalty in that cup final for Cardiff, like we were talking about.
So your potential answers were Robbie Fowler, Sander Vesterveld, Steven Gerrard, Eagle Biscan, Milan Baroš, or can't remember his first name, and I can't remember how to pronounce his surname, but the Greek centre-half Kyriakos or something like that. So I went for Milan Baroš, so that wipes Cal out. Tosh and Sean went for Kyriakos, so they're both correct.
Oh, yes.
So Tosh is the winner.
Can we check the spelling? Or
I think I've put a rogue G in, but I remember it having a G.
Probably incorrect that then, probably.
I remember his first name was. I think his first name was Sotiris. Sotiris or something.
Tosh, you were almost completely correct. You got the R and the Y the wrong way around.
Oh, get that. I spelt Vesterveld Baros.
Well, I'd already typed in Vesterveld and deleted it because I thought that Bob might go for that for the Franny Jeffers link. It's got to have some sort of Franny Jeffers link in there.
I'm not having to pick Milan Baroš, to be honest.
Did you watch the same video as you the other day?
We watched it together.
I would not have known before the video Baroš got sent off.
Sean, your FYP has done you over yet, to be honest.
I know.
We're all seeing it. I don't know what you always come up with. But yeah, well done, Tosh. Good win. Good quiz, Bob.
Right then. Okay, moving on to the main event. We've got a Maroon 5. So last week, as a recap, we looked at year of the... And we looked at in the vein of Year of the Beto, and that year went out in a week. We can say that for certain. Beto showing his true colours on Saturday. Got to say it. And anyway, we had a tie on the poll, and it was between Jose and James Rodriguez, both getting the same number of votes, so they can both go to the island together.
I think it should be James, really, because Carl, again,
he did break the rules in the year.
Yeah. So I reckon moral victory is for James.
Moral victory for
James. I'm willing to give it to James, to be honest.
Get the echo falls in.
Yeah, good point. Right then. So this week, as Bob has already alluded to in his rich list, we are going to go American themed for the second, maybe third time, definitely at least the second time. And we're going to look down the route of the NFL. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at ideas that could maybe be brought from the NFL over to our football. Okay. to anything we want, any of the different rules or niches that the Americans have, and we're going to bring them to ours. Since he's made such a good start to the show, Sean, do you want to start up?
Yeah, go on. I don't mind. Yeah, so this one, I think I was a little bit unsure of it, didn't know. Yeah, I wasn't quite sure how to play this, but the thing I've gone for is a little bit niche in that I'm struggling to like think how to word it. But what I will say is I'm a very passive fan of NFL. I quite like watching it when it's on, but I couldn't tell you that I understand all the rules and everything. But one thing I've always loved about the NFL is how individuals celebrate their individual achievements, if that makes sense. So like a big tackle or like kind of an interception kind of thing or a catch is celebrated by the players like they've just scored, effectively, like they go absolutely mad. And I love that idea that like these players have one job, and their one job, when they do it, they can celebrate. In football, the only thing we celebrate is a goal, really. Occasionally, if there's a big tackle in a big moment kind of thing, but generally it's a goal. And I think the load should be shared a little bit between the rest of the players on the team, because if you're that good at something, you should be able to celebrate it. So my thing is I want to advocate for kind of specific positions, like targeted positions, where at certain points of the game you can bring in a player who is good at that one thing. So that could go from like in the NFL, when you have a kicker, for example, if you've got someone that's good on set pieces, when you get a free kick in a dangerous position or a penalty, you bring them on just for that, if that makes sense. So just for the free kick, then they go straight back off again. It's not a substitute. It's just that you're using your player for what they're good at. That kind of opens the game out to so many different types of players. If you think like Sunday League, obviously I know we don't want Premier League to turn into Sunday League, but you have so many different types of players who maybe aren't good all-rounders, but there's so many who are so good at certain things. You could have someone, for example, like just a big centre-half who's unbelievable at winning headers. So every corner, every free kick, you just throw him in, and his job is just get rid. And then as soon as the ball goes out of play, you get him off. Obviously, the negative is that it will slow the game down. But I think in that moment, you're getting like experts at specific things, like in the NFL, and it would give us that. I think the fans would love it, and you'd get to allow players who have a very specific skill to still take part in the game. So yeah, that's my Maroon 5. I would love to make use of specific players with specific skills, just like they do.
Leighton Baines will still be playing.
No, exactly.
Doing what?
Penalties, free kicks, and kicking the ball out when an opposition player's injured.
You never score the free kick at Goodison. There's your next factor of the day. So maybe you can play him at Goodison.
Yeah, he's like the away.
Bring Alcaraz on instead.
Yeah.
Then closer.
Better.
Rory the Lap will become a lot more sought after as well, Sean. Friend
exactly.
of the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many players that you've like. You could think about maybe probably more like 90s or early 2000s. You're like, we're so good at like a specific thing. And if you could harness that, people, as you say, people's careers would be well longer as well, because you wouldn't have to do everything else.
The time is the problem, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Well, yeah, I know, but it doesn't stop the NFL.
That does stop me watching the NFL.
Yeah, it doesn't stop it being probably the most highest revenue for any sport in the world, I think the NFL, isn't it?
Is it? They're all divvies over there, aren't they? That's the problem.
Haven't you just booked already?
Yeah, look forward to seeing the lads.
Is it actually? I don't know. But,
I mean, I have just totally made that up.
Yeah, I definitely
I'm going on audio. I'm going on audio, Sean. You haven't just made that up.
I think you look at it the other way round. And you see, because they are so individual and they're so used to those individuals doing those certain things, like the kickers and stuff. But when you see, when the Premier League teams go over on, pre-season tours and they meet up with an NFL team and they get, the keeper to do the kicking and he's just unbelievable at it. And they're like, how's he so good at this? I think just because it's individual, they think that they're, crazy good at it. Yeah. I think it's, there's all that sort of, Harry Kane, because he's
big
into the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, they're saying, when he retires from football, that's kind of a route he might take. It's going to be a kicker in the NFL and stuff, yeah. Which, I mean, it won't happen. But yeah, things like that. And is that lad, I think he was playing, is it GAA? Is that the Irish game? And he was like, they couldn't believe how good he was.
Who?
At kicking the NFL teams. He went trial at NFL teams, but like, over here, he's like, you know, a decent GAA player. But because over there, it's like, just be good at one thing and you're like at the top. Could be a good introduction, Sean. Who knows? I don't even know if it's like bringing someone on for a corner, maybe not, but like bringing someone on for a free kick. I'm not even sure if that's like that, like out of this world's an idea kind of thing.
Like, did Pollen do it in the Euros for bringing on a keeper?
It's not actually that difference that is, yeah.
My question is it always been the rule? I can imagine that sort of like, you know, the equivalent of Liverpool had a great free kick taken. They were like, no, actually, we should be allowed to just bring our free kick taken on just to take the free kicks. And they were like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I wondered if that was the case or it was just like, yeah, someone, one of the big boys, yeah, actually, we think you should be able to do this. Because again, it is, I'm not sure I like it. Like, and do you know when the you might not know this, master question. Do you know the baseball? Do the batters for the baseball do the fielding? If it's called fielding, or do they have specific fields as well?
I've got no idea. I've never watched baseball.
No idea.
I think they might do.
I think the
pitchers don't. Or do the other pitchers, when they're not doing it, do they? Because I was thinking, like, I don't think that applies to many of the other sports, does it? Like, in America, it's just, it's probably quite unique over there as well.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, in the NFL, you literally swap attack and defence, don't you? That's
two teams, isn't it?
It's insane, yeah. Obviously, to that extent, it wouldn't work in football. But I think for specific things, I think it could work.
Well, I think
it definitely wouldn't work, but it'd be funny to see.
Well, you've got people like Michael Keane who can do both straight away, haven't you? That's the problem.
Yeah.
he wouldn't be that apart, good in this new game.
Yeah, apart from his actual job.
Okay.
Great football. That's all you need to know on the matter.
Big dafty.
But it's the thing for me, it genuinely is, I've always loved how they celebrate everything in the NFL. Like,
is that just not Americans though?
Yeah, but I honestly think it's great. I just think
it's tiring. When did he boo?
Well,
point.
This is what I was literally about to say. I think part of the problem with football is it's just so negative, because what is there to cheer for most of the time? It's just a goal, and if your team don't score, you just don't celebrate. You're just dead angry all the time.
I think they'll only celebrate it because the game stops when you do those things. Football doesn't stop when you make a good tackle, if you know what I mean. But when you score a goal, it stops, so you can't celebrate.
It does, because the Everton play gets sent off.
It could if we incorporated a celebration into it. There's no reason why Tony Ibbett back in the day, when he puts a cruncher in, why can't he get up and just be like celebrating?
Because the other team might be on the attack.
What?
Did the team might be on the attack?
This is my point. We're going to have to change the fabric of the game.
I'll tell you what, if Tony ever put a tackle and started celebrating, the other team carried on attacking and scoring, you would see more negativity there. Again, it's a different show. I don't like it personally, but I'm not in charge.
And I know most people wouldn't like it, but I like that. I do like that side of things. And I just think, as like a not very good footballer who plays in a not very, extravagant position as a fullback, I think other people should be allowed to have little wins.
Yeah. What would they bring you on for?
Probably just to pass the drinks out, I think.
His big boots.
Yeah. Everyone can sit down on my boots, you're not that.
Half-time Orange just sat on Sean's boots.
Using them to whack them off the trees.
Okay, then. Fair suggestions in. Anyone else want to dive in?
Okay, I'm going to use mine as a bit of a campaign, really. Considering that, obviously, it's the last year at Goodison and Everton have kind of done a lot to bring things back. Rossi being an example, as the stadium announcer, and hit the bar.
Bring back Mr. Testicles.
Thanks, Bob.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
<That's> funny.
But you've kind of proved the point. I'm going to use my nomination as a campaign to bring back one of the best things that's happened to Everton in the last 20 years, which was Mr. Testicles. I think the NFL is great. And I think American sports as well has a real respect for mascots. And I think the mascots is one of like the main guys. I think you get paid a lot to be like a proper mascot in the NFL and those things. And I think it takes a lot of training and stuff. It's not just like anyone, like a steward with a suit on. They are the main guys. You've got to dance, you've got to entertain, you've got to be about...
Are you saying Mr. Testicles wasn't trained up?
No, I think he was one of the elites. I'm saying bring him back. So I think if we can take something from the NFL as a bit of a niche or whatever, I think it's got to be their respect for the mascots. I think over here at the top level, they're not respected enough. I think you're seeing Plymouth's mascot yesterday kind of wrestling someone into the back of the goal at half time. But you know, you don't see that at the Premier League enough. I think Gunnosaurus does his bit, but he doesn't have the respect. So I think if we can bring the respect over and maybe even get the NFL mascots to come over, train them up, get the crowd used to it, I think us as Everton fans would love to see Mr. Testicles knocking about at half time again, and I think he would get the respect he deserves. So my thing to bring from the NFL to the English game, the elite level game in England, would be let's bring back mascots and bring back Mr. Testicles.
We should do as well, like you do like in the cricket, the mascot race they do it every 20 pounds days. I'll be up for that.
You would be Mr. Testicles.
Well, I was a big fan of Changi.
Changi was a good one as well. Yeah. Changi was a good one. See, that's what I mean. They've just disappeared. Bring them back.
And they've got to dress like have we got a mascot? Is our mascot just like the Toffee Lady now? They've got to be in a big suit.
Yeah, they've got to be in a big suit with a big head and that. Yeah. And like, also,
I'll do it.
I don't know if you've seen like the Twitch page, I'm sure you have, where it's like the mascots showing like minute silences.
Yeah.
That is great content. So bring Mr. Testicles back for that as well.
That
would be the all time best of that as well, wouldn't it? Mr. Testicles looking somber.
on a similar one on the One Show. It's like they both, there's Chris Tarrant with a poppy on next to the Cookie Monster with a poppy on. I think it might be the Cookie Monster some sort of point. Yeah, just a great
point. That's what I mean. Yeah, we need to bring the respectful mascots back.
There was a point, wasn't there, rumour that the Gunnosaurus, the Arsenal and Costco were getting rid of, and Mesut Ozil said he'd pay his wages or something?
Yeah, I don't think I remember seeing something like that, yeah.
Mesut Ozil knows the game.
He does, that's what I mean. Big fan of the NFL as well, apparently.
And the other one was it the Fulham one, or was it like he used to whine like other managers? But I remember like something with Hodgson or something. He's a badger, it might be Billy the Badger or something. Ruffling some feathers like in front of a away fan. Oh no, there was a Watford one who was doing something as well. Well, pretty rubbish for I haven't got any ideas, but go and research either Billy the Badger or is it Harry the Hornet, I'm guessing.
Yeah, could be something like that. So yeah, I think bring back mascots.
I think that might be your best M5 ever, Cal. I like that.
Thanks, Bob.
How come mine got slagged off for trying to bring positivity back to the game? And Callum wants to bring mascots back and everyone's buzzing.
Yeah, I'm not getting the mascots to see a free kick.
He's not like changing the fundamentals of the game, he's changing the entertainment.
Right, are these mascots not only effective when you're winning? Like, imagine like Mr. Testicles is doing a little dance break when we get to be 4-0.
Great. Everyone be made up.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how funny that would be.
Throw your cup of bobble at
him.
I think you've just made the point better for Callum there. I'd love that. Also, like how quick Bob got Mr. Testicles from Callum's intro. It wasn't even like, all he mentioned was Rossi.
Exactly. So I think that means Cal wins.
Yeah, I'm with Bob actually. I think that's your best suggestion, Cal.
Thanks.
You've done well.
And because you kept to the brief for a change.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right then. So yeah, mascots back. Second suggestion. I'll come in next so Bob can have a rest. I'm going to go, slightly different. And I don't know anything really about American sports. The only knowledge I have is from, I used to like watching the ESPN documentaries, and there was one that I watched to do with a relocation of a club. And I won't go into the details. something about a band that wouldn't die or something like that. And it was a story of like one of the I think it was what's currently the Indianapolis Colts. They were in Baltimore at first, and just overnight they just picked them up and moved them like to Indianapolis. I don't even know how close they are, but I don't think anywhere in America is close. So a team just lost its club. Or well, I don't club or whatever they call it, but they just moved franchise. Thank you, Bob. So again, it's still happening quite recently. Very recently, Las Vegas got the Raiders from Oakland, which is near San Francisco. So not a massive distance, but far enough. And again, I like that idea of just the madness of the team that you've potentially supported all your life, and just imagine it over here of that happening. So I was trying to think of a way of worming this way into it. So there's a couple of things I was thinking, obviously, with the big clubs like Liverpool and Manchester United, whose fans famously don't come from Liverpool, maybe a relocation every couple of years down south or even to another foreign country, maybe, without being going too detailed to that. But my actual suggestion I've struck upon, I was watching, well, on Saturday at the FA Cup, watching Bournemouth celebrations when they win. And I also seen Bournemouth a few weeks ago when they drew away at Chelsea in the end, but they went 2-1 up with an absolute screamer, and their away end was absolutely pathetic. And my argument now is that these fans like Bournemouth, Brighton, maybe Brentford don't deserve the teams they've got for their fan bases. I think that they're just not. They like Bournemouth for the FA Cup fourth round away at Goodison. Last time ever coming to Goodison, they didn't even like take the full out. They take about a third of the allocation they could. So I'm going to make the point that clubs like that don't deserve. So my controversial one is going to be when a team like that gets good, they should be shifted away from Bournemouth and placed somewhere where there's a good sort of area. So somewhere like, a fan base who maybe deserves a Leeds or a Sheffield or a Newcastle, basically somewhere in the north, a Liverpool for Everton, yeah, obviously. But just take them away from these towns that are just... And I've started to notice teams like that getting a bit like... I've seen there was a lot of commotion when we beat Brighton the other week, and Brighton were like, a bit pompous. I can't believe we're getting beat to Everton. It's like, you shut up, Brighton. Keep it to yourself, Brighton.
You don't deserve it. Away from you. Yeah.
You've never had Mr. Testicles, Brighton, so just keep it shut. So I just think when you see the fans, and again, to be fair, I do like them teams, but I just think the fans, they don't deserve it. So I reckon just to get them going a bit, just take them, pick them up one day, next season they're playing somewhere else. And I don't even think they'd be that bothered. They can just get someone else from the lower divisions. They can just take Sheffield Wednesday if Sheffield Wednesday don't want them anymore. So they can become Bournemouth Wednesday. So yeah, I'm just thinking ruffle some feathers, give them some proper support, because then Bournemouth players, well, they must be like playing in front of 37 people most weeks, not even celebrating. Yeah. So I'm going to bring in the relocation of football clubs, as Bob says, turn them into franchises. And I'll be honest, I think if Everton just said, they said one day they're just playing in like Brighton, I don't think I'd be too bothered.
No,
I'd save a few quid.
Yeah,
save a lot of stress.
Yeah, make my life a lot easier.
So yeah, I'm going to go for relocation. As I say, I don't mind how it's done. If any of you got any suggestions on what the basis is, but I'm thinking, yeah, these clubs that don't get supported from Man United move to London, they'd still sell out everywhere, or just poorly supported clubs. I'm happy to go with them. So your Bournemouths, your Brightons and your Brentfords. Get them moved to a proper footballing city with footballing heritage.
Oh, because they all seem, these new teams that are doing quite well, they're all southern-based. Could you just like group them all together and put them in a vague place down south?
I don't mind it.
Like Staines or something.
Yeah. Well, again, I don't know what their footballing heritage is like, but yeah, the south. Get rid of the south, maybe.
Yeah.
Apart from London. London's got a decent football. But I think they tried in, like, obviously, Milton Keynes, MK Dons, they sort of did that. And I remember listening to something a couple of years ago, and I think they tried before to move Wimbledon to Ireland. There's always rumours.
Really?
Yeah, because Wimbledon were just getting no fans. Like, the ground was rubbish. So before they did all that, there was rumours that they were going to take him over to Ireland and make a club in Ireland. But I just don't know whereabouts in Ireland, if it was in the north or the south. Or maybe give a quick Google. But yeah, I think...
I did suggest that on WhatsApp they should do it to AFC Wimbledon, because that would be really funny if they did it again to them.
Do you not think, though, Tosh, it would end up being like you've seen with that, like John Duran at the minute, where he's living in like Bahrain or something, isn't he, and flying in every day? Do you think it would end up being where like a player would say to a club, "I'll sign for you if you come to me"? Like, do you know what I mean? They can relocate.
Player power.
Yeah, because then
it would be quite funny. Yeah,
I'm not moving to you, but if you come to me, I'll play for you. That
interesting.
Yeah. Like that's got Neymar written all over it, you know, that type of player.
Yeah.
Moves with Sister Street. Yeah, no, that's a good point. I never thought of that, but again, that would cause a lot of anger. I'm all for it.
Yeah, we need more anger in football. That's I think so.
More anger and more mascots.
Mr. Testicles would say, I'll be your mascot if you move to me. If you come here.
But he's
steady on, Sean.
Thing is with the Mr. Tesco's, he doesn't need sort of he can work in any stadium. He's not Everton centric.
Yeah,
you could have him.
Every ground's got testicles. Yeah, so every city's got testicles. Covers all bases.
Yeah, that's why he's so like the best really.
Yeah, not everyone has dinosaurs.
Maybe did one day, Sean, but you never know, do you? Conspiracy. Dublin, they were rumoured to be moving to Wimbledon. Yeah,
that's mad.
Would they have gone into? Would they have gone into
Joe Kinnear's idea? Apparently,
would they have gone into the Irish League or stayed in the Premier League?
I don't know. I've read the article. I've seen a picture of Joe Kinnear and Tony Blair. So,
we got Dublin from that. Yeah,
having a Guinness, not the only Guinness.
So relocation. I'm calling, man.
Oh, I like it.
There's another tele company, a television program suing us.
Yeah, not to sue soon enough. Right then, wrap us up, Bob.
This one will be quite short and sweet because I initially
misunderstood.
No, I have thought about it just because I initially misunderstood what the brief was, and I was going to go. I thought we were all going for teams we'd like to relocate, so I suggested Everton to the centre of the universe so we wouldn't have to put up with them anymore. But one quirk, I don't even think I like it. I just think it's a bit daft that all NFL teams have got really stupid names, like the Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs, that kind of thing. So I'm suggesting incorporating this into English club names, which probably lead to some similarities with the nicknames that the teams already have, but I'm going for official names. And it very last minute reminded me of a Budweiser advert from years ago when they became a sponsor of the Premier League and they suggested some things they bring in. So would have been quite relevant to have shared this on WhatsApp before, that a Budweiser advert essentially said this, Maroon 5. So their suggestion on the advert was to change Portsmouth to the Portsmouth Pirates. I don't know whether you remember that name, but that's the direction I'm going in. And on looking at the names of NFL franchises, I picked out some names that could be relevant for English, not Premier League, not all Premier League teams, but some English clubs anyway. So we've got the West Ham Patriots, because they're all a little bit fascist, but there could be a few contenders for that. Could be Millwall, could be Chelsea as well, I suppose. Got the Sheffield Steelers for obvious reasons. Liverpool Texans / Cowboys in honour of Hicks and Gillette and their current owners. Got the Manchester Vikings, which kind of ties into Tosh's relocation because they're obviously obsessed with Erling Haaland. So that's a link for City there. Probably could have picked a better one for that. Then we've got Southampton Saints for obvious reasons. And then final one in honour of Pantone Ants, we've got Everton Bills. So my suggestion is...
That's what Tosh is sitting in right now.
Yeah, so my suggestion is to add daft franchise names to English football clubs.
I was going to say Everton Testicles, which Tosh got out right now. Yeah, Bob, I like it. Some good names there, to be fair.
Yeah, you could probably tell it was very last minute that came up with those names, but some of them were quite relevant, especially West Ham Patriots.
Do you think it would end up just being very pro-Evo, though?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a great thing in itself, I think.
Yeah.
That's why you were doing a chat GPT to do some, and we got the Everton Ironclads for some reason. So,
like
Manchester City Cyclones, Manchester United Red Reapers, They've gone for Sheffield Steel Titans, Bob.
Oh, right, okay.
Tottenham Inferno, West Ham Warhammers.
I like that.
Bournemouth Storm Riders. So, yeah, I like it.
All good names.
They tried to do something, obviously, with the cricket. Like, they changed, like, for the new 100, where they changed, like, they sort of, it's a mix of both, where they, like, obviously, instead of Lancashire and Yorkshire, they changed, like, Manchester and Leeds and, like, Northern, and they put all them things. It's just, yeah, the only problem is just, I suppose it was probably the change of team, which does it as well, so it's a combination of the names. It's a bit of a novelty, isn't it? But, yeah, I suppose the thing that's good with it is that it sort of, it gives, like, they get, like, a good, like, they can make a good badge card. It's to say, like, again, that, that like, probably don't know, I don't think any of us use watch the golf, but like the Live Golf, they did all like names for teams like that, and they had all like good like brand and stuff they could put on the stuff, and the stuff's quite nice to sort of watch some and look at some. Yeah, I think it's not the sort of thing you would rule out happening, I don't think.
Yeah, it's no, it definitely not that far, especially with like the American owners now in English football, and that stuff like that isn't that.
But even Red Bull, Red Bull's effectively that, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
true.
It's just like the start of it, isn't it?
Well, it's getting to the point where now, isn't it? Like you said, I think in the Premier League, to make any major decision, you need 14 teams, don't you, to like change any rules. And I think it's getting, if it's Everton have either took it one away or very close off on like 14 owners. So very soon, like all them talks about, you know, the extra game being played in America and all that stuff, like there would be enough American owners to back that and change that. I don't know how it works for like when teams get promoted and stuff like that, because obviously that would be likely to change. But a lot of the lower division teams are also getting done by Americans. So you never know if some of these could happen. Callum, you could be seeing a return to Mr. Testicles very soon, coming to a ground near you.
Fingers crossed. Imagine that round like the Premier League boardroom. Breathing like that. Guys, can we bring back Mr. Testicles? We've got 14 votes. This is 20 straight away, yes.
Right then, good one. I enjoyed that. So, NFL things we'd like to bring over to soccer. We've got Sean's one role sort of players, etc. We've got the mascots coming back, or a big, what would you say, a bigger role for the mascots? Can there are still mascots, sense front and center.
Respect for mascots.
I've gone
like fathers for justice.
Be combined if you want. Somehow, like one weekend.
Yeah, get on the top of Buckingham Palace or something, Mr. Testicles. Charles would love that.
Prince Andrew would.
relocation of mine, and Bob's bringing in the American style names. Right then, get over as always to the Graham poll and cast your vote for which one you would like to see brought into English football. Right, Sean.
I was going to say at the end of that, I think the Americanization of English football is a terrible idea. I hope none of them happen. We've got to stick up for our game, Sean.
Do we? Well,
we've got to stick up for our game, Sean.
Why?
Don't want the Americanization of it. It's ruining English football.
What
English
is
football already ruined?
The Americanization of football.
Give
just
me examples.
Is.
What?
Okay, Leighton Orient's captain got interviewed at half time. As they won up against City the other day, he shouldn't be on the side of the pitch getting interviewed at half time. There's an example of it. The changing of kickoff times.
Do you know what? How we talk about like that through the game? If you had specific players, you could have.
Yeah, it's just like what if they're good at media?
No, the corner headers just come
could
off.
Could we get him on here to sort all our problems out if he's good at media?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Callum, but. It's gone. I think the game's gone.
America's
gone
woke.
Beyond repair.
You'll see your dance cams on the Megatron soon at Goodison.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be in favour of it.
Fish cam.
Mr. Tesco cam.
That's not what you're thinking.
That doesn't include you, Tosh.
I just Googled that. My school laptop's closed down. So. Right then, over to Sean for this week's game.
Nice one, Tosh. So, We've managed to get our games decided. We've gone for two Premier League and a little Monday night football from the Championship. So it's City, Newcastle, Spurs against United, and then Leeds against Sunderland. Let's spin the wheel. And it's Spurs United. Any thoughts?
It's like a massive game for both managers in it, really. Pressure's on both of them. Neither of them can really afford to lose it. Not that I think that they'd be sacked by after it or anything, but it's both on a bad run. It's nearly a must-win game for Tottenham.
Yeah.
Again, like, he seems to get beat every week, and they never really sit here that he's going to be sacked.
I don't think in terms of being sacked. I don't think Levy is hell to sack him, to be honest. But I just think in terms of, like, the team.
Yeah, they're in
trouble.
For both teams, it's probably quite a good team to play against as well, though, isn't it?
You
sort of want to play both of them now, but. I don't know, took that for a tear game. The first fixture, Tottenham won there, didn't they, quite comfortably? Tottenham won there, 2-3-0, I think. And yeah, they were great. I don't know, you feel sorry. So many players Tottenham missing, like the whole team, basically, isn't it?
It is difficult.
And it's just none of them seem to come back. I don't understand it. I don't know. And again, like he's sort of saying, like he was saying yesterday, I don't know, he's seen his interview. It was quite spiky interview from him. But like he's saying, like, you know, Liverpool can afford to rest 11 players yesterday. He can't. He's got to play. Mm. He had to play them Thursday and then Sunday, and he's got to play them again.
He played something. It was like 11 or 12 games, like 36 days or something.
Yeah. Well, again, even your mate, Archie Gray, he's had to play like all different positions. He's played already something like 31, 32 games or something, which I'm sure wasn't the plan when you're buying an 18, 19-year-old. So. Yeah, interest. It is. It should be an interest. What? When is that one? Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday, late one, isn't it?
Oh,
there you go. Super Sundays on.
Yeah, call that one a super one, Cal. Make a note. Super Sunday's very American as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
When did that one get in?
That's been there for a while. I was like,
Even
soccer Saturday and soccer AM, isn't it?
Good point.
Yeah.
And Tim Lovejoy's the opposite of all that nonsense.
He is.
He knows.
He does know.
Right, should we get predictions?
I'm going for a 2-2.
I'll go.
Go on.
Go on, Bob.
No, go ahead.
I'll go 3-2 Spurs.
I'll go 3-2 United.
Goals in this one.
Because I want to see Son cry again.
I think I'm going to go 2-1 United.
Indeed.
Been quite well in big games. United haven't done anything. It's probably been some sort of a bit of faith. Right, number, Sean?
Yep. Right, let's get our number. Okay. All the usual parameters in place, and our number this week, 114.
Is that, can you have current for that? Yeah, is it less than 100? We say no current.
Yeah.
Quick Callum said yeah there.
Yep.
Right, song of the week time. It's going to be a tricky one, this one.
No, I've got a few.
Oh, sorry.
They're all yacht wrong, though, so... Give me some Yacht Rock ones.
No, we're not just having this every week.
People loved it last week.
Who's people?
It's quite a few people who said keep up the good work with the Yacht Rock, Tosh. I'm going Ultimate Yacht Rock and Toto, maybe.
No.
Rosanna by Toto. That's a Yacht Rock for you.
Never heard it.
Worked well for you last week.
That's true.
Or we could go another Yacht Rock. I did write a name down. Obviously, we're thinking NFL, America, Horse with No Name.
Yeah. Or America by Razorlight.
Not Yacht Rock, though, so that's not what people want.
It's well better.
What?
Well better, definitely.
Yeah, it's not Yacht Rock, is it?
It doesn't have to be.
I think it does.
Let me cross out all these names, then. You said you wanted Yacht Rock, now you say you don't want Yacht Rock. Sean, make up your mind.
I just want on record, I've got evidence in all these recordings, I've never said I want Yacht Rock ever.
Yes, you
I,
are.
I let Year of the Cat slide.
That was good, though, to be fair.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Don't say that.
I've still listened to it once.
Once is enough. They didn't know Human Nature counts as Yacht Rock.
Does it?
Jackson. Well, it depends how you define Yacht Rock, really, but that's like...
Well, you could say every song counts as Yacht Rock.
Well, I once watched the documentary where that was what they were saying was basically true. They sort of linked it back a bit, like, yeah, 6 degrees of separation. But that Human Nature, like that, the people from Toto, all the Toto band members were making that or something, like they produced it and played the music on it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always happy to have Human Nature. That can be on every week.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fully Yacht Rock. That's my problem with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Yacht Rock adjacent?
Go on, Bobby.
Callum, what do you think? Let Callum choose this one.
He'll pick Kendrick Lamar because of the...
I could have done, actually. I've got a few Kendrick Lamar ones.
We do, actually. Yeah, he is
what's your favourite one, Tosh?
King Kunta.
King what?
Great chance.
Be very careful here, Tosh.
This is America by Childish Gambino. There's one for you. It's got American in the title.
I'm not a big fan of that song, but have you ever seen when people did that thing a while ago where they put the video but then put Call Me Maybe over the top of it?
No.
Well, it's great because he in the video he does like a bit of a mad dance. He looks a bit weird.
Yeah.
And he put Call Me Maybe over it. It's honestly sick. So do that.
So what?
Charlie Gambino, Call Me Maybe.
I've got enough names written down again. I'm not really confident on any. I can go, definitely.
Yeah, I've got played up and goalie.
Yeah.
Right. Hold on. Anyone want to go first?
No.
I don't mind going.
Go ahead, Tosh.
A few names written down. I'm going to go straight in with after debut of a fantastic Argentinian forever, and I'm going down an Argentinian route, and I will be going for Carlos Tevez, one of my favourite Argentinians. Can't remember whether he was two or three seasons at United, but if it's two, he was quite big seasons, obviously Champions League, so would have played a lot of games. Doesn't feel like he was injured that often. If it's three again, he might have gone too much, but I'm hoping that somewhere in between them two anyway, so either way, he's not going to be too far out. So I certainly don't remember him being injured. I feel like he was always playing, always coming off the bench as well. He wasn't always a starter. So, yeah, I will be going for Carlos Tevez. Carlitos, as I like to call him.
I mean, I had Tevez written down, but my thing was, I can only picture him in one kit.
See, now
he's kit.
In, like, that like, AIG kit with, like, the...
Like, he definitely won the European Cup, and he definitely was there the year after. So he definitely did 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just whether the year before he was there the year before they won the year before they won the European Cup, which I can't remember. So he definitely, because the year after they still win the league, because he scores like when Liverpool were close to it, because he scores away at Wigan to like sort of stop Liverpool. But yeah, I just can't side two or three. But it might have been the same kit, to be fair. Some teams did
That's
have two
what I mean.
Kits back then, yeah.
Go ahead. Anyone else?
I'll go with a player who I think he was mentioned recently in an M5, I think. And I think we were surprised by his career path. I'm going to go with Peter Crouch. Spurs. I think he was at Spurs for a few seasons.
I was going to say total, but Sean told you he didn't actually play. Yeah, well. But I don't think he played in the one Sean said, did he?
No.
I think he was only there 2 seasons. So, yeah. Maybe near, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure he'll... Yeah. He's going to be lower than higher.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just depends how close he got. But
yeah. Fair enough.
He'll be up there-ish.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
also, sorry, Bob. We also discussed the ad Champions League in that second season as well. So, like, sorry, go ahead, Bob.
I'm keeping with the American theme and with my trusted technique account for former Everton players. I'm going to say Tim Howard.
I had him written down for the American theme.
Me too. Right, go on. I'll jump in last then. I am again amongst those. I'm torn on two strikers. One played for Everton, one didn't. But I'm going to go with someone who I think was there quite a few years, but won't have always been first choice, definitely not. I was injured quite a lot. I'm going to go for Louis Saha.
The King.
Did he play for... Did you say he played for both?
He did play for both, but I meant for United, sorry. Didn't he go there after United?
I think so, yeah. Was it Fulham? Was he Fulham, United, Spurs, us?
No, he was Spurs after us.
Spurs after, yeah.
He went to Sunderland as well, didn't he?
I think that was after Spurs, yeah. Went to Spurs, it was part of the deal of us bringing Pienaar back, was that he went there?
I think so, yeah. What a sign that was.
I'd love Louis Saar, to be fair. Great player.
You're getting our team now. Over DCL, I mean.
Oh, chance.
Answers are in. We have all reasonable guesses, all within 40. In fourth place, 77. 37 out. Tim Howard. A rare bad one from Bob. Don't see that very often.
At least it was on theme.
Yeah, you kept the theme. Should get bonus points for that.
I agree.
We then had in third place with 93, so 21 out. Peter Crouch. So Callum in third place. Then I had both the last two within 15. So 99 appearances and 15 out was Carlos Tevez, which means Sean's taking it. Sean's on a decent run of form and keeping up appearances, it feels like. I don't know. You had that one blip a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, Saha 1-2-4, so 10 out. Pretty good.
Well done, Sean.
Happy with that. I needed it after that shock at the start. But yeah. I've grown into this podcast, me.
Yeah.
Just in
time. He's back. we're not done yet.
Life in the old dog yet. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. A great start game by Bob again. Edged by Tosh on a technicality, we think. An American-themed Maroon 5, keeping in line with the Super Bowl from this past weekend. A really good discussion. I think lots of funny suggestions there. And who knows, maybe some that we'll see over the next few years. Hopefully we will. And then Sean winning a Keeping Up Appearances with a great shout there to take home the maximum point. So well done to him. And well done to you for making it to the end of this podcast. Please do share, like, subscribe, follow our socials, everything you can. Tell your friends to tell a friend. Keep listening, keep supporting us. And yeah, we'll see you soon.
Maybe.